Republican supporters of Jefferson Griffin say his attempt to invalidate thousands of ballots in his bid for a seat on the North Carolina Supreme Court is a fight for election integrity. But hundreds of people gathered in Raleigh yesterday to assail what they see as a partisan effort to disenfranchise legitimate voters. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Allie Everts held aloft a homemade sign reading, quote, "Griffin, you lost. Go home, bro," unquote.
This challenge to the will of the people really concerns me for the future of our state, of our nation, and of our society.
Griffin is a Republican judge on the North Carolina Court of Appeals. He's trailing incumbent Democrat Allison Riggs by 734 votes in the race for a seat on the state Supreme Court, a gap confirmed by two recounts. But Griffin is suing in state court to invalidate more than 60,000 ballots over alleged irregularities, protests the North Carolina State Board of Elections dismissed due to a lack of evidence. Everts is not one of the voters on Griffin's list, but feels it's important to protest his actions.
I mean, who's next? Like, what little tiny thing are they going to try to challenge in the future?
This is about the people standing up for democracy.
Monday's rally was the last in a series of demonstrations statewide organized by the voting and civil rights group Common Cause. For most of the challenged ballots, Griffin claims the voters who cast them are not properly registered because their records lack either a driver's license number or the last four digits of their Social Security number. But a state elections board audit showed the majority of those voters did in fact provide the requisite information. And even if their records are lacking certain data, their identities would have been confirmed in subsequent elections or through a photo ID requirement that recently went into effect. Jenna Morocco spoke to the crowd on Monday. She's registered unaffiliated and is one of the voters Griffin is challenging, even though she successfully updated her registration during early voting.
So you can imagine why I was shocked to find my name on this list, because I knew that I did everything right.
Griffin has not commented on the disputed race, citing pending litigation. A spokesperson for the North Carolina Republican Party accused Democrats of, quote, protesting against following the law and counting the legal votes of North Carolina citizens, unquote. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.